Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Why Israel Matters is a series that we have produced, and it's also a book. But why does Israel matter? Why does it matter to the young people that we take there as part of a life-changing experience with Covenant Journey, or Christians in Defense of Israel? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Cindy Matthews, the director of Covenant Journey. You know, that's the title of our 13-part episode that's airing on Trinity Broadcasting Network. It's already gone for 13 weeks, but Trinity Broadcasting Network is re-airing it, and you can find out more about it. You can watch it online. You can watch it as these episodes air by going to lc.org. You can click on the Why Israel Matters icon. There's lots of information there, but it matters in so many ways. And because of how it has impacted us, both in our understanding of biblical and world history, our past, present, and future, and our spiritual connection to the land, because that's where our faith began, that's where it's rooted, is the reason why we take Christian college-age students who are leaders to Israel on a life-changing experience where they see, taste, touch, feel, and they get a chance to see where the Bible actually occurred. The stories become no longer just black and white, but three-dimensional color. Their lives are changed. And Cindy, we just returned on a 10-day experience. You're going back again. We have several more trips planned this summer with these Christian college-age students. It's hard to even put in words what happened there because their lives were changed. Some of the things that they experience are not just only the biblical sites, which are incredible, but also they get a chance to see history. If you want to find out, does God really exist? Can you really trust the Bible? There's no better place than to go into the land and see where God issued prophecies through the prophets. Jesus proclaimed that there's not going to be one stone left upon another at the Temple Mount. And that prophecy came to fruition. It strengthens your faith in the scriptures and in Jesus. And these young people have incredible life-changing experiences while there.
That's true, Matt. We also bring in guest speakers for our students that help to pull the pieces together for us, whether it's a historical component or a spiritual piece of the journey. And one of those guest speakers that is always a highlight to our students is Hannah Pick Gosler, a Holocaust survivor.
And she was a childhood friend of Anne Frank, the Diaries of Anne Frank. They grew up together, side by side, and of course, they ended up, as we know, as she shares her story, in the same concentration camp, separated by a wall. And unfortunately, Anne Frank did not survive that camp. Hannah did. And so in addition to seeing the horrors of the Holocaust, in which one of our students asked the question while there, why did they not do anything? Why was part of the church silent? The church, in many respects, are Christians did give their lives, but there were so many parts of the church that were complicit because of their silence.
And you know, Matt, that's so important that they see that, that their eyes are open, because the issues that we deal with here at Liberty Counsel every day regarding abortion, that's what you just want to say. Why is the church silent?
Well, on the last day in the morning where we have our final gathering before we embark on an amazing series of places, original, 100%, this is exactly where it happened kind of place, Pools of Bethesda, for example, the very place where Jesus was taken before Pontius Pilate, we're at the very first century level, where the games of the Roman soldiers are still carved into the stone, where Jesus would have been taken before Pontius Pilate, and where they would have chosen Barabbas, a criminal, over the innocent Jesus. They experience all of this, and we showed this little video called Sing a Little Louder, and it's about a church. It's a real true story, situated along a railroad track, and the cattle cars would go by during the Sunday morning church service, and they would hear the screams of the Jewish people taken to the death camps. And instead of doing something, they just began to sing hymns, sing a little louder, to drown out the noise. And it's a true story. And I get up and say after that, and there's hardly a dry eye, the last thing we want to have written about us is that we just sang a little louder. We played church when our community was calling out, where people were dying in the womb and out of the womb, suffering, and we did nothing. And these are young people that are and will make a difference. And Cindy, there's so many different experiences where life connects for them in Israel. And as we say, the journey begins in Israel and continues for life. It's not just a 10-day amazing life-changing experience in Israel. It's laying the foundation that carries on in life, in the reading of the Bible, listening to the Lord's will, following the Lord's will in the relationships, in dating relationship, in selecting a spouse, in career choices as well.
That's true. Many students, after they've returned, and no doubt this group will do the same, they return with just a hunger and thirst for God's word that will no doubt impact all their life choices moving forward. We've mentioned several times that this generation is a cause-driven generation. And I believe that this trip, the Covenant Journey trip, helps to refocus that cause for them. They no longer look at self-serving or something that they want to do just for the sake of doing it, although there are many things that they've done in the past as far as missions trips that are wonderful causes. But this brings back the spiritual component,
right,
and turns those scriptures from black and white into full color for them, and they become theirs.
And we connect with them both before, during, and after. So we have a connection through social media. We live life with them afterwards. And then we also provide internships. One, for example, is pursuing a master's in applied economics at Johns Hopkins, and she is interning with us right now in our Washington, D.C. office. She's an amazing, incredibly talented young Christian woman. Others are interning this summer in Israel, in international business, and so many other places, and so many different professions. One of them is working for Lockheed Martin, and he was there in Israel last year when the first F-35 Raptor was delivered to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. One of them is the youngest female ever elected to the Florida legislature in history. And coming back from a covenant journey, she was part of a bill or a resolution that was an anti-boycott, divestment, and sanctions pro-Israel resolution that passed in the Florida legislature.
And, you know, Matt, it's so incredible to see how these covenant journey trips are a catalyst for these young people, and it changes their life, makes the Bible come alive, but also changes their career choices, and they see why America needs to be an ally to Israel. They see the importance of that, I think, once they go there and walk on the soil and experience it.
Yeah, they become advocates on their college campuses and through life. In fact, even on the plane trip back, they were already sharing the gospel with some young people that were seeking whatever they were seeking.
Birthright
one of them
trip,
was,
right?
Yeah. One of them was agnostic. The other one kind of invented her own personal religion. And our young people are sharing with these other young people as well. So it's incredible. These are your advocates that will change the world, that frankly are changing the world now. If you want to invest in the life of a young person and invest in our future, invest in Covenant Journey. These young people that are selected pay only $500. We underwrite the rest of it.
And it's amazing, first-class trip. You know, they're not staying in tents in the
desert.
No,
they're not staying in tents. We're not sleeping in
Bedouin
camps.
They're waking up on the Sea of Galilee. It's beautiful. Yeah.
So you can go to covenantjourney.org, covenantjourney.org, or lc.org. Covenant Journey is one of our affiliated ministries. Like Liberty Council, it's a 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit organization. Literally, if you want to change the future, invest in the lives of these young people. And if you also want an experience in Israel, we are taking a group with our Christians in Defense of Israel ministry, and we are going October 2 through 11, and we're going to be in Israel.
This is adults, right?
Yes, this is for anyone, and it's a full, you have to go to the website and apply, and that website you can get to from lc.org. It's our Christians in Defense of Israel website. The website is cidisrael.org, and click on that. If you have more questions, call us at 407-875-1776, that's our Liberty Council phone number, or send us an email. Go to lc.org and send us an email. It will be during the Feast of Tabernacles. Mm. This is an amazing time, October of this year, October 2 through 11. You can experience something like what these young people experience in our Covenant Journey program. And also look for additional resources that you can learn about Israel. There are resources that we have on our website, lc.org. We have the Why Israel Matters book. It's an amazing full-color book. You can order that online. We have the Why Israel Matters to You and Your Family booklet, and it answers those questions. Why does Israel matter to you and your family? lc.org. For more information, call us at 407-875-1776.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.